Studio for this special occasion. See, dear, under my spell, they will call you back if and when I release them.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
Sun, baby, crazy like a man, baby, love sharper than the knife, baby, confusion, a trail of my life, baby, regret in the palm of my hand, baby, but I don't remember, baby, I can't let it go, baby, something to what I did, baby. What? I don't want to know, baby. History of my stories, baby. Endings, tattered glories, baby. Baby, look at you, baby. Been through a mill of your own, baby. You've seen some sad times too, baby. Still, there's a good life for you, baby. No real need to rush, baby. Just be careful what you do, baby. I can see in your eyes, baby. You've been a victim before, baby. Of people like the devil and me, baby. The devil and me, baby. Baby, can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run. Oh.
are listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Spooktacular here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Well, sometimes. And we're celebrating Halloween. And we went full circle in that set with AC/DC, with Sweet Candy from their Rock or Bust album, with cousin Stevie Young, Malcolm's nephew, actually filling in for him on rhythm guitar there, and ending with Evil Walks and Malcolm on his Gretsch from Those About to Rock, We Salute You. And then in between, we heard Elvis Presley, You're the Devil in Disguise. And then Negative Land, 1.5, God and Religion, from their live performance in 2007 over at the Middle East Club in Cambridge, as recorded by Chuck Yu and brought to you through the miracle of many pieces of technology and archival systems. We followed that with Led Zeppelin and Candy Store Rock from their Presence album, and then an outgoing message from the Block Cubed Studios and Chuck Yu. John Trudell, the Native American activist and singer, songwriter, musician, actor. That was Devil and Me from his Blue Indians album, which was produced by Jackson Brown. And then, well, as I mentioned, we finished with Evil Walks from AC/DC. So tonight also is the world premiere of my new WMFO t-shirt. During the summertime, in June actually, I took a two-hour class on tie-dyeing over at this store, Good Vibes. It's a kind of arty store on Somerville Avenue near Market Basket. And, you know, for decades, in fact, I'd been fascinated and loving tie-dye t-shirts in particular, and had a pretty good selection that I bought from stores like in San Francisco over on Haight Street. But many other places. And in one of those, oh my goodness, why haven't I thought about doing this before? In the summertime, after passing and seeing an ad for a workshop they were having, I decided to pay the $15. And they give you the t-shirt and the dyes and showed you how to do it. And then from there, I started exploring all sorts of other things. And, well, thanks to Tess over at Stop and Shop, who mentioned to me once about how she was bleach tie-dyeing. So you start off with an already existing colored t-shirt, and then you remove the color from it using bleach. And I've been experimenting since the summer, and my latest batch has t-shirts that were originally colored that I've removed the color from with bleach, and then after soaking them in this other chemical to make the color stick more, then I added additional new dyes to them in like tie-dye fashion, and I'm pretty happy with what I'm learning and the results as well. Although a cool thing about this all is if it doesn't turn out, if it needs more color, you can go back and add more color in subsequent dyeing sessions. But I'm pretty happy with what's going on, and especially this new WMFO t-shirt that nobody else in the world has. Well, let's get back to some more Halloween music. And we're going to start off the next set with a song by New Order about a ghost soldier. Well, like many kinds of art, there's multiple interpretations. But in this next song, it's a soldier who's coming back from fighting a war somewhere, and he's finally got his leave. And then when he arrives home, he sees that his wife is crying because there's a telegram on the that she's received saying that he's dead. And he's like, no, I'm not dead. I'm here. But maybe in fact he is dead and he's a ghost. And also in the next set of Particular Note, we're going to be hearing from Wendy Carlos and a piece called Afterlife from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. And I mixed on top of that something I heard on a Chuck U show a way while back, Father Guido Sarducci talking about a Saturday Night Live skit and or character, and talking about getting to heaven as viewed by the Catholic Church, supposedly. And oh yeah, just let me mention, and the views and opinions expressed on this show don't represent those necessarily of WMFO, the trustees of Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That's me. But with that said, let's continue on with your Halloween-themed Friday Night Sound Collage Party. Love Vigilantes. New Order. A song about a ghost, I think.
Come from the land of the sun, from a but bad luck since the day I saw the cat at my door. So I came into you, sweet lady, answering your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cabin and evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast. She just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Finger. Well, let me see the lines on your hand. Well, I can see me a tall, dark stranger giving you what you hadn't planned. I drank the potion she offered me. I found myself on the floor. And I looked in them big green eyes and I wondered what I came here for. She's just a devil woman. Just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Yeah. Out on a moonlit night, be careful of the neighborhood strays and of a lady with long black hair trying to win you with her feminine ways. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cabin and evil eyes, man, you better get out of there fast. She's just a devil woman. Just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. She's gonna get you from behind.
This is just a dream. You're not alive. Thing is just a dream.
Simsalabim Bamba, Saladu Saladim. Auf einen gefettetes Backblech legen und bei 200 Grad für 15 Minuten backen. Und keine Eier!
soul leaves the body, it's kind of like a little bubble in the 7-Up. You know, just... just a girl just shooting up in there. And we used to think there was a different levels in heaven. And it, depending on how holy you are, the lighter the soul is. So if you're, you know, real good, very, very nice a person, you can go way, way up high and be with God and, you know, other nice people like yourself. And if you're a real, real bad person, your soul might just raise like 4 feet. Just, you know. You might have to spend eternity hanging around the grill at some cheap restaurant. And that's forever. Forever. I know some priests, they say forever and ever. I really don't think the and ever is necessary. Forever kind of covers it, you know. Forever means forever. What do you want? Forever. Forever. Well, we found out that's not true. There are no levels in heaven. We found out the truth from something called the Fatima letter. Happened in 1917. There was this miracle in Portugal. And these three little Portuguese kids, they was given this letter, and they was told, give the letter to the Pope and tell him, don't open it till 1960. What it was about was the secret of life. What happens to you when you die, all that stuff. And what it said, right at the top, big capital letters, said, vitum est laborum. That means life is a job. That's why, you know, you think life seems so hard, so difficult most of the time. It's because it's a job. You know, what it wants, just to work. That's what it's about. And it said that each of us, we're getting paid $14.50 a day. That's our wages, $14.50 a day. And what happens to you when you die? The soul does leave the body. And then you see yourself going down this long, long, long dark tunnel. And your whole life flashes before you, from the day you was born till the day you die. Then you come to the end of the tunnel, and God is there waiting for you. And he looks you straight in the eye, and then he pays you. You see, he knows you was coming. He's like a psychic. He knows everything. And he figured it up all in advance, 14 or 50, times the number of the days you was living. And it gives you all of this money. And you got all of this money in front of you. And then he starts going over your sins, and you have to pay for your sins.
Thank you.
expression, you know, you have to pay for your sins. That's the truth. We do have to pay for our sins in cash. It's a cash deal. It's like, you know, maybe when you was a little kid, maybe stole a bag of potato chips. That might be like $6 a fine. So they gotta give them back $60. Lying, every time you lie, $10. Just to shell it out, you know, every single lie, $10, you know, 10. Murder, that's the worst one. $100,000. Masturbation? I don't know. $0.25, $0.35 would be my guess. That's a cheap percent. But it can amount up, you know, pretty good times. 35. Well, if you have enough money to pay off all your sins, then you get to go to heaven. But if you don't have enough, then you have to go back and be born again. It's kind of like going back to work after a little vacation. Some are real bad people, you know, like a mafioso types. They might have to spend 4-5 lifetimes as nuns just making up for it. Most nuns are former mafioso. I don't know if you know that.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No! right, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage, yeah, with audio clips from who knows where mixed in between the music. And tonight, it's our Halloween Spooktacular episode. And we began that last set with a song about a ghost, a soldier who comes back home on vacation only to discover he's dead. That's kind of the idea. That was Love Vigilantes by New Order. And then we heard Hacey Dixie and their cool cover version of Devil Woman. And then Tool, Die Heir von Satan. And that was their lead vocalist, Maynard, singing. And he actually lived in Somerville around 1988 when I first moved up here to the Boston area. And through his friend Krista, I ended up getting invited to his house where he lived here in Somerville. And at the time, I smoked cigarettes, tobacco, yeah. And we were hanging out in his room. He wasn't there at the time. And somebody opened a window because we decided to smoke cigarettes, but we didn't want to go and, we wanted to open the window. And then Maynard comes in and he's absolutely freaking out because it turns out he's got birds, parakeets, and he kept them outside bird cages. And when we opened up the windows, well, that would have let them escape. So I can understand why he was upset. In any case, yes, that was Maynard and Tool. And then Wendy Carlos mixed up with Father Guido Sarducci from Saturday Night Live. And that Wendy Carlos piece, Afterlife, was from her album Tales of Heaven and Hell. And she was using in that piece, well, going for really scary music, and she used a 15-note equally tempered scale in most of that to try to make it extra scary. So it wasn't like, you know, our regular 12-note equally tempered set of notes. No. And then we finished things up with Joe Satriani and Devil's Slide. And meanwhile, well, I got some Gregorian chant going on behind us. This is a piece called Bells by Eternal Chant. So I'm going to play you what I think may be my best single song sound collage mix ever. And if you've been listening for a while, I think you've heard it because I think it worked out pretty well. And it's also about a ghost. Nicole Simpson's ghost. And I didn't realize exactly this interpretation when I was first mixing it up, but I'm settled on it now. This is my White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO. And it's got real-life audio clips of Nicole Simpson calling the Los Angeles Police Department's 911 line at one of the times when OJ came over and demanded to be let in. And also some epic phrases from some of my other favorite actresses to sample, Tangerine and Catalina. And, well, listen to the lyrics and where they say, I'll eat glass. Well, you know, ghosts can eat anything without dying because they're already dead. And then where they're talking about being outside waiting. Yes, ghost Nicole waiting for OJ. And take a good look, take a photo. Well, ghosts are invisible. So although sometimes they supposedly show up in photos, and where she urges them to write about it in your tiny notebook, read about it at your Barnes & Noble. Well, OJ wrote a book, If I Did It, or I Did It. It was titled both. And so I think that makes a lot of sense about that. So we've got just about 15 minutes left before Savoir Faire comes in fair with the Squid Pod, Songs from the Squid Pod. So let's see what we can pack in with that. And here's Tangerine.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees? We are the only people.
Listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This has been our Halloween spooktacular, and we started off that last set with my Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO. A song that, a piece that I assert is about Nicole Simpson's ghost coming back and haunting OJ after he murdered her. And then we heard some Gregorian chant, as we are hearing right now, the Via Viri Sancti, Psalm 109. And then we heard John 5 and Jim Root collaborating on another song about a murderer, the Black Widow of La Porte. And that was pretty much that pretty short set. So thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And meanwhile, look who's back here, Savoir Faire. With songs from the Squid Pod coming up in just a few minutes. So I'm going to go and let us continue to hear this piece called Sanctus. We'll be finishing up our Halloween spooktacular with this Gregorian chant piece. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, it's October and tomorrow's going to be a pretty horrible day. But aside from that, these are some of the best days of the year to be going and hanging around outside, watching the trees, watching the colors. So get some fresh air, get some exercise, and enjoy using your feet and your muscles and breathing that fresh air. Until next week, thank you, and stay tuned here on WMFO in Medford.
Oh,